Welcome to episode 15 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. A friend to all is a friend to none. Aristotle. This statement has been on my mind for a while. I love meeting people and getting to know them, but this has helped me to see how shallow these getting to know yous really are. Have I taken the time to get to know them on a more personal level? Well, I know that I've had a great time at ISTE 13 in San Antonio and met many people that I had some online conversations with and had even helped with different issues. That was mind-boggling, and I'm still clinging on to some of those memories. But is that really enough to make a good friendship? If you have listened to the previous episodes, you have noticed that I have suggested people whom I've met almost exclusively face-to-face with. The exception is Simon. But I had an hour Google Hangout with him, Dave Guymon, Kurt Rees, and Sean White. It was really great, by the way. I believe working with and having some fun with your friends is important and necessary to sharpen your skills as a person. My core PLN, also known as Personal Learning Network or Professional Learning Network, is larger than I thought, but I know whatever I do or ask, someone will step forward and walk with me. So today's tip is this. If you're on social media, take some time to examine how many people you interact with on a regular basis. I'd like to think that Dr. Dunbar is accurate with 150. You don't know who Dr. Dunbar is? Well, there's a link in the show notes for the article in Mamma Mia, a blog post out of Australia, and Bloomberg Business Week that explains his rationale for 150 friends. So why then do I follow over 1,600 people on Twitter alone? Well, I'm not sure. About a year ago, I purged my Twitter feeds. Yep, wiped them all away. It felt good to do so. I suggest you find those whom you connect with and those who have a different point of view and are nice about it and keep them. The others can be the human landscape. Sounds harsh, but it will be better for you in your personal journey. So, Techie, how do I do this? Here's the trick. You can use a service that is easy to follow and understand. Personally, I use Manage Flitter. The link is in the show notes. You can sort, track, follow, and unfollow people on Twitter. I use it to unfollow those who are quiet more than 45 days and inactive people. If you're on Twitter, try it out. Let me know what you think of Manage Flitter. And now to add to your PLN is someone you have to follow is John Samuelson, aka @iPadSammy. He is a quirky yet lovable guy who absolutely adores his wife and kids. Oh, and the iPad and all the cool things it can do. He offers up so many resources that an edtech company should hire him to head their social media department as well as their educational technology department. I had the pleasure of spending over 10 days with him in 3 different conferences this year of 2013. Follow him, but be ready for humor that is like none other. My time is done, and I must go and maintain my offline relationships. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.